The president of the Ghana Cashew Association, Winfred Osewusu, says his office is in talks with the Ministry of Trade and Industry for interventions such as licensing and regulation schemes, as well as support for farmers to increase production. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Osewusu said the measures are to help tackle the challenges confronting the sector.
The cashew industry has issues about over-liberalization. There's no regulation. There's no sustainable program of development. So the industry has been driven mainly by the private sector. Farmers and traders for the past 8 years, processing too has started. And because of the lack of a conscious program, there's been serious difficulties, especially for the processors. And there's been a desire by the Ministry of Trade to implement some policies. The policy came in the form of a ban that also had its own problems, and there was all-round resentment by farmers and traders against the policy, and the policy has been withdrawn. We are at this stage, the level of the association, engaging the ministry to fashion out proposals and interventions that will really deal with the real problem. I think the starting point is to do a very good diagnosis so that we know the real problem and then be able to deal with it. And then we have, through a series of stakeholder meetings, be able to fashion out a number of interventions which have been presented to the Ministry of Trade. They span from increasing production, giving support to farmers, doing mass training for farmers, through to doing an inventory scheme for local processors, and then also a regime of licensing and regulation for trading. Also establishing a levy on raw nuts that could be used to set up a fund that will be used to subsidize farmers and processors. And the ministry has agreed to form an interministerial committee to have a joint consultation with the industry association, organizes all the stakeholders in the value chain so that we can confirm some of these proposals and chart a roadmap that will guide the industry going forward. We're grateful for the attention of the government and the Ministry of Trade especially, but we want them to engage us more, and we want to commit to some deadlines and then an action plan that will really bring some concrete support to the industry. We also want the industry players to be calm. In the wake of the ban, there's been a little bit of polarization. Traders and farmers on one side against processors. Processors have also been pushing their interests alone without regard to the interests of farmers and traders. And we think that that is not the way to go. It is possible within a framework of working together in the industry association to link up farmers directly to processors.